2 febbraio 2008 il Palazzo delle Papesse di Siena ha inaugurato ZA, Giovane Arte dal Sudafrica. Una mostra a cura di Marlène Dumas, Kendall Gears, Lorenzo Fusi, Bernie Searle, Minette Vari e Sue Williamson. Colleen Alboro è una delle artiste selezionate per ZA, Giovane Arte dal Sudafrica. In mostra presenta una premiere assoluta per l'Europa, Night Journey. In questo breve estratto ci spiega quanto sia complicato rispondere alla domanda «Should I stay or should I go?». Rimanere, ci dice, significa negoziare ogni giorno con le proprie paure e le proprie speranze. Questa è Colleen Alboro che ci parla del Sudafrica. L'intervista è in inglese.
You go through stages, and it really depends on where you're at and what's been happening to you. When I, just before I made the piece Night Journey, I went through a really bad psychological space, but socially, I was hijacked outside my house, and the guy shot at my husband. It was really, really scary. And then about a month later, we had a road rage incident where Matthew was punched in the face. And then a month later, I was walking in the park with a friend and somebody was mugged in front of us and nearly stabbed. And then, so it was like one thing after the next. And so just when you think, oh my God, I'm getting over that, then something else could happen. Or then, you know, and you'll be driving, like your hun just arrived today and he was like, oh, so nice to be in Siena. Yesterday I was driving through Linden and a bullet through, you know, went past my car. And, you know, and I'm going on to the website for one of the radio stations in Joburg. They always report crime. And I'm just seeing what's happening. And, you know, it's always, always there. So it's something you negotiate on a daily basis. It's this presence that follows you all the time. You're always looking over your shoulder. It's a heaviness that you live with. But on the other hand, there is so much hope. And I think one of the things that it was a very difficult experience and incredibly scary, and you always say as a South African, well, you're so lucky you're alive. Matthew wasn't killed, or the guy was standing right next to you and he could have shot you, you know. So we say that, and then we say straight after that, well, why should we be saying that we're so lucky that we weren't shot and that we're still alive? But the thing is, it's a very complicated place to understand. And a lot of people who are doing crime have no choice. They are so poor. I mean, there are people who are criminals and professionals and feel nothing. But there are other people who are poor and have had no education. And when we say, you know, when somebody is poor in South Africa, it is like they have nothing. They have like a trolley. Then they have collected rubbish of like old clothes that they found, and that's filthy old clothes, and they're begging on the street and there's nowhere to live. And then they build shacks out of paper or like this plastic. There's no running water, there's no electricity, there's no place, real place, like to go to for them for help. And so it's out of desperation that they turn to crime, I think when you're living in those situations as well, the kind of violence has been going on. Violence is such a part of our society, and also violence on a family level, that so many people have experienced so much violence that they don't know life, a non-violent life. So I think that night, what I saw when I was hijacked, there was this emptiness in this person's eyes. That scared me more than the gun or that look in his eyes. He wasn't even present. And that made me question, what has that person been through to get to that point where you are soulless? And so I wasn't angry with him because I don't know what he's gone through. And so it's just a car. It was just my laptop. It was just, you know, it's I think the deeper thing that scared me more was the trauma as South Africans that we live with. And how do you get over that? How do, as a nation, the continual trauma that is happening, that this kind of legacy of violence is perpetuating, but it's been happening. I mean the trauma that people went through during apartheid, and particularly black people, is they still live with that. Black people still live with that. We as white people, the trauma that we experienced, you know, it's a deeply traumatized society. And I don't think one race, white, black, Indian, whatever, in South Africa has been spared that trauma. And in spite of all of that, people still get up and go to work and smile and say, hello, how are you? And are so open and so friendly. And when I see the man standing by the robot and selling a newspaper, when he could be doing crime and he's not, and he's actually probably making 10 euro a day, and he's maybe got like 6 people dependent on those 10 euros a day, and that's what he's trying to do every day, how can you not be hopeful? And how can you not respect that? And there are so many South Africans who are just trying to get by and do the best that they can with the lack of education that they've had and with the difficulty of their lives. And I think sometimes the focus is too much on the negative. And we live in this incredible, incredible land. It is so beautiful, and we have gone through so much, and we continue, and life is not easy, but it's so real. And if one of my family members, if I die through violence, then that's it. That's what's supposed to happen. I would rather have experienced life at the intensity that we live it at, from one extreme to the other, because it's you can go from euphoria to sheer terror within a day, but it's so real, and you can like feel the blood coursing through your veins I'm completely passionate about it. If I had to leave South Africa, I would be lost.